Community care provider Care Connect took a slightly different focus this Seniors Week. This Seniors Week, they decided to focus on seniors from the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex community. They hosted an open week where seniors could come in and ask questions or even receive care, a task which many LGBTI seniors are hesitant to do within the mainstream health system. Samara Barr found out more.
In-home care and retirement are eventualities that some LGBTI seniors fear due to prejudices and their history. Help is provided to them, though, through federally funded Care Connect, an organisation that is specifically for LGBTI seniors. Ian Ailes, team leader at Care Connect, says Seniors Week was a time to spread the word.
It's an opportunity for aged care providers, for us, for example, to promote the work that we do and, you know, make people aware that we're here. It's certainly a lot of information giving and making sure that people can have informed choices about the care that they wish to receive. Care Connect is a community care provider and we provide care and support to people who are actively wishing to stay in their own home. And we specialise in working with seniors who are from the LGBTI community, and that's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex.
LGBTI seniors are in the minority, and many have difficulty receiving the care they need as they don't have a family support network.
They're twice as likely to have no contact with family or no family to rely on for serious problems. Someone, you know, from the LGBTI community, they're four times more likely to have ever been homelessness. When you think about that, someone's, you know, say for example a gay man who has lived his life, all his life as a gay man, he's never married, so therefore there's no children and there's no family support networks. They might be estranged from brothers and sisters because of their sexuality. So when you're looking at, you know, if you're about to become homeless, where would you go? You'd rely on your family. And, you know, so that's where that kind of statistic could come from.
Mark Hughes, an associate professor in social welfare from Southern Cross University, believes the LGBTI community has a fear of the systems in place due to their history.
I think it's important to recognise that LGBTI people are coming or engaging with the health and aged care system from a basis of their previous life experiences and the poor historical treatment of LGBTI people historically. One of the big issues is invisibility, particularly in the aged care system. So if you went to a nursing home or residential home and you asked the providers in that facility, what are you doing for LGBTI people? Most people would probably say, we don't have any of those people here or we don't know of anybody.
He has high hopes for the community though.
The aim is to try to engage with LGBTI people so that they can understand what resources are available for them to access. And I guess to help them, to help break down the concerns that people might feel when they might be accessing mainstream services.
If the LGBTI seniors are truly against the mainstream services, Linton Estates provides an alternate system of aged care. Peter Dixon is the managing director and founder of the Estates.
Linton can't discriminate against straight people. It's all about acceptance and security when you're older. It's a case where it is openly marketed to the gay community. You could say it's straight friendly, not gay friendly.
Mr. Dixon wants to further improve the lifestyles of LGBTI seniors. And to do that, he believes the carers need to be educated on how to properly look after them.
I'm actually looking at making it become a aged care teaching hospital for carers organisations to show them how to look after the gay community. And if it does go well, Linton will be the first aged care GLBTIQ teaching aged care facility in the world.
Associate Professor Hughes says as awareness increases, things can only improve for the LGBTI seniors.
I mean, things won't change necessarily overnight, but certainly there'll be greater awareness raising amongst aged care and healthcare providers. And hopefully over time, LGBTI people, particularly the baby boomers as they grow older, will feel much more able to access mainstream services and be assured that their identities and backgrounds are, and relationships are respected in those environments.